Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Talk about family discipleship in the Hispanic homeschool community specifically, because are you seeing, you know, if these parents are jumping in and they're homeschooling their kids, are they jumping into family discipleship as well? And what is that looking like? Are you, as you're training these families and stuff, are you seeing an awakening in these families of like, oh, wow, like we can teach our kids God's word, teach them everything from a biblical worldview? What is that looking like in the community?
Yes, we have seen, again, that parents are connecting education to a worldview. Mm-hmm. So that is, you can do math and God is in the math.
Right.
You can do science and science has God in it.
Right.
It's not separated. How you have been raised many times in our communities, either in a private school or public school, not necessarily with a biblical worldview. So we are seeing parents that are, again, waking it up, opening their eyes to the power of education at home, in which you can put values for life, you can train the child for life, and you can engage in that discipling relationship, not just send your child out and see what comes out from that, which is basically they expect good fruit,
right,
but it's not coming to their homes. And that's a reality. Parents are seeing their children come back with complaints. Children are even asking to be homeschooled to the parents, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And parents are a little bit, you know, thinking about it, but the children want to be at home. The atmosphere in school system is turning very bad by the day, and we hear it. So parents are listening to their children amazingly.
Yeah.
We are a culture of family, so we have that plus. Hispanics, we are usually big families. We like to hang out together. We are loud and we like music and food. So that's a tremendous plus for homeschooling. But there's also other aspects of education that we don't understand. So that's where we come in with the mentorships. Mm-hmm. So we are creating a balance, and we're actually showing them how education is connected to worldview, is connected to government.
Right.
It's connected to family values. So it's all connected. We have for many years believed it's all disconnected and these different pieces. But when you start talking about homeschooling, for us, that's what homeschooling is. It's an entire lifestyle that you're building from home.
Yeah.
And then it goes out to society.
Yeah.
So parents right now in the homeschooling community, in the Hispanic homeschooling community, are realizing how powerful that is. And they are valuing it tremendously, willing to make a lot of changes to engage and preserve, you know, the family, the structure, God's design. So that's what's happening.
And are you seeing that in moms and dads? Because I want to go a little bit deeper with that, especially, you know, we're seeing more and more dads step into their role of the head of the home.
Yes.
And it's their job to oversee the spiritual growth.
Yeah,
we're in their seeing wife that too. And in their children, are you?
We're seeing that too.
Awesome.
We're seeing dads willing even to teach a class maybe, which is not normal to hear, but dads want to be part of it. We do these mentorships along with my husband.
Uh-huh.
So the fact that my husband is on board, that really speaks to the figure of a dad.
Right.
What does dad do? He's not only providing money for the household. No, he's a figure of authority. He has wisdom to provide.
Yeah.
He might be teaching some classes or talents or doing, engaging with the children. So we do see a willingness of the couple, if they're married, of course, to be on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Even if dad doesn't have a lot of time, as mom sometimes does, dad is asking questions and they're willing to learn. So we definitely see a restoration of that model of family, of men and women coming together and working as a team. Yeah, we see that. And we are also infusing that constantly in the mentorship. We do mentorships about homeschooling, but that leads us immediately to family roles, what the kids are supposed to be doing, what mom is supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So we help them organize their time. We help them restructure, even sometimes their finances, their timing, their agendas.
Yeah.
And it's like the family is going into a new order, the order of the Lord, and they start seeing fruit. So little by making these little steps, they're immediately seeing good change. Yeah. So they don't want to go back.
So are you, I just want to keep down this road of discipleship. And you're talking about, of course, a married couple, husband and wife. What about those single parents out there? Because of course, that's a question that we get asked all the time. We address that in the movie. You know, people often ask the question, what about single parent homeschooling? And yes, it's really hard. Are you seeing single parents step up as well?
Yes, we have seen. And in fact, we have coached a few of them. And what we see from the moms, they rely a lot on, they made schedule switches. They switched their time of work so they could homeschool their children. And maybe grandma takes care of the child when they go to school. So they're willing again. They're all willing to make the change and adjust.
Yeah.
We have seen moms that are single, just changing maybe the job they're doing.
Yeah.
And finding another option so that they we have also seen the other moms that don't want to change anything because they need to support their families.
Yeah.
So it's really, I think it's a lot of matter of choice and sticking to that choice and making the changes or adjustments necessary to make this possible.
Yeah.
But it's out there for everybody. Like many times we hear back that it's very hard for them. We cannot homeschool because we have this and that and that.
Right.
But truly it's because they don't see the big picture and they don't have the tools. So when they come to us, we show the big picture. We show, yes, you can.
Sure.
So they shift and they say, yeah, maybe we can. We can consider this. Let's try it. Right. So there's people, there's different scenarios.
Right, right.
But we do see single moms giving it a try.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with big families, like you said, you know, again, I come from, you know, Hispanic background as well, even though I don't speak Spanish. But yes, I mean, the family unit is tight.
Yes.
In a lot of these families. And so hopefully they're seen and their parents are seen and the grandparents are seen and aunts and uncles, people are seeing the benefit in homeschooling and can congregate together and help, you know, parents, whether they're single or not, to be able to educate homeschool
and
their
kids. Hearing from parents saying that their grandparents are supporting, like count on us, which is very different from our time.
Right.
Because we didn't, our generation of homeschooling maybe had a lot of questioning going on because it was so new. So maybe people had family members against or not just in favor, like go ahead and do what you can.
Yeah.
Nowadays, we're seeing grandparents and uncles saying, we support you, go for it, count on me.
Yeah.
I can, you know, take care of the kid for 2 hours if you need me to.
Yeah.
And that's a tremendous advancement because even if you don't have it all figured out together by just having that family support, it makes it so much easier.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked, The Homeschool Revolution.